Today's devotional is based on John 7, verses 37 to 52, and it was written by the Reverend Alice Weaver Dunn. Growing up, I frequently attended summer camp at Jumonville, one of our United Methodist camps in the Western Pennsylvania Conference. An annual highlight was stopping by Moses Rock on a hot summer afternoon. I would hold my hand for a moment over the water that was gently bubbling up from the rock. Then, as I would release my hand, the water would gush up. I would lean over and drink from the fountain of water. Nothing was more satisfying to my parched mouth than a drink of cold mountain spring water. Nothing is more satisfying to a parched soul than a deep drink of the living water offered in our scripture lesson. Jesus said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Jesus spoke these words to believers on the final day of the Feast of the Tabernacles, a joyous festival that remembered God's provision for the people of Israel as they wandered in the wilderness. The image of a priest drawing water out of the pool of Siloam and pouring it into a bowl in the temple would have been fresh on the people's minds. The prayer of the priest for God to send rain would have been ringing in their ears. The remembrance of God's gift of water in the wilderness when Moses struck the rock would have been burning in their hearts. As the festival neared the end, the people wanted the joy to continue. They did not want to wait until next year to experience again the joy of God's presence flooding their lives. They did not want their spirit-saturated hearts to become parched again as they went home to an arid existence. So Jesus' offer of living water was captivating. Although there were detractors who did not want dependency on ritual and hierarchy to end, the invitation to be in relationship with the God who daily provided the satisfaction of living water was powerful. The opportunity never again to experience a parched spirit was a gift to those who were oppressed, beaten down, broken, and in need of resuscitation. They craved such living water. As we journey through the wilderness of Lent, many of us realize our spirits are parched. Our joy has run dry. Bitterness and brokenness have beaten us down. We need our conviction of faith revived. We need our thirst for justice quenched. We need the aridness of our hearts saturated anew with Jesus the Christ. As you pray, fast, read scripture, and worship during Lent, may you discover anew the living water of our Lord Jesus, and never be thirsty again. Let us pray. My heart is dry, O Lord, and my spirit is arid. Joy and hope have been wrung out of my life by disappointments, misunderstandings, tension, and pain. I need your living water to refresh my heart, to saturate my spirit. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.